Zahir Al-Issa is a political commentator who joins us from London to give us his thoughts on this. Zahir Al-Issa, rumors may be documented, perhaps you can tell us, of allegations of Saudi Arabia and Qatar undermining the government of Nouri al-Maliki in many different ways, different dynamics behind it. Do you agree with that?
Well, I do definitely agree with that because this is all part and parcel of a concerted, relentless effort since 2003 to destabilize, derail, discredit, and severely undermine the fledgling democracy in Iraq. These attacks are being carried out by Al-Qaeda, which has been revitalized and reinvigorated. That is largely due to the protests which are taking place in Western Iraq, which are wholeheartedly and emphatically backed up by Saudi Arabia and Qatar as a new potent instrument to actually ratchet up sectarian tension in Iraq. And that's why we see that Al-Qaeda have used it and exploited that to increase the radicalization and also ramp up the recruitment and to reactivate those areas which have been the safe havens and sanctuaries for Al-Qaeda previously. And let's not forget, it is also due to the growing and mounting influence of Al-Qaeda, that is Jabhat al-Nusra, who have been armed, funded, and also paid salaries in Syria by Saudi Arabia. So the two branches of Al-Qaeda are working hand in hand. And let's not forget that Saudi Arabia desperately and strenuously needs now sectarian tension and ultimately a sectarian war in Iraq to convince its people that it is engaged in dealing and confronting an existential threats coming from the Shias and principally from the Islamic Republic of Iran. Because the Saudis, which is a Wahhabi government, have been portraying itself that it is the defender and the guardian of the Sunnis, but the popular uprising in Saudi Arabia have surmounted the impregnable defense of the Saudi regime, which is sectarian divisions. That's why it needs to demonstrate on the ground that it is heavily engaged in defending the Sunnis in Iraq and also defending the Sunnis in Saudi Arabia. It also wants to punish Iraq for pursuing a diplomatic and also a peaceful approach to resolving the crisis, the sectarian tension in Syria, and to keep the Iraqi government busy in dealing with internal feuding and internal affairs which are pushed by the Saudi regime.
Right.
And also the Saudis want to convince their people that democracy in Iraq or anywhere else would lead to divisions, insecurity, and instability.
Very well. Thank you very much. Insightful indeed. Zahir Al-Issa, political commentator there from London. Pleasure talking to you.